So the Gemara says that there was a town where there were kaihanim, and these kaihanim were kapdonim. What comes to mind is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amudeis. So the context over there is they are not allowed to make a goyrel on Shabbos. It's one of the halachas in the sugis of Mimtzai Heftzuch of a Dabar Dover. You're not allowed to make a goyrel. I can't make a lottery, draw a lot on Shabbos. Stating that, the Mishnah says that the kaihanim used to make goyrolois in the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif, maybe also on Shabbos, and the reason they did it was to be mechalik the kachim. Says the Gemara that even though the kaihanim were allowed to draw these lots to divide the kachim on Yontif, the Mishnah is talking specifically about Yontif, that was only for the karbonis that were brought on Yontif. But let's say there was a carbon that was brought Erev Yontif, and they didn't get a chance to divide it yet on Yontif. So, there the halach is that if they want to make a girl on Yontif, that's not something they would be allowed to do. And the Gemara says pshita. It's pasha, it's obvious. Meaning, this whole girl business, even for kaihanim in the Beis HaMikdash, with kachim is still a bidiyevet, and as a result, hotenach, if the karbonis were brought on Yontif. But if the karbonis were brought before Yontif, it's pashy, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Ad kedei kach, we need tanom to say it, freit the Gemara pshita. Says the Gemara, ma'u de tema, I would have thought, hoyovik said, being that the pasuk says, v'amcha kemerive koyen. So this pasuk is a pasuk in Hosea, and the Novi Hosea was given to Chach at the Klal Yisrael, and he says, your nation, Klal Yisrael, they're like a bunch of kaihanim that fight. They're kemerive kohen. They're like quarrelsome kaihanim. I would have thought, afilu monois techel nami. Poshin alts the machloikis. We don't want these kaihanim to start beating each other. We should, no one should start killing each other. So you would have thought that poshin alts that cheshben of amcha kemerive kohen. So therefore, you should be able to make these chaloshim, these geirolois, on Yontif, even for monois that were brought b'chol. Kamash malon, that's why it was a chiddush. That's why it wasn't so posh. That's why you have to know this. There's another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Avido Mashmu, Arba Meis Avodim. There were 400 Avodim. The Amri Lassam say, Arbas Alofim Avodim. Not 400 Avodim, but 4,000 Avodim. Hoyu Loi Lefashchur Ben Imer. He was a Kohen that lived in the times of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. So this Kohen had a lot of Avadim. Some say 4,000, some say 400. The Kulam Nitmu Bekohuna. And all these Avadim ended up marrying into the families of the Kohanim. And the reason they were able to marry into the families of Kohanim is because they used to eat Truma. Nevet Kohen, Skinny Kaspe of the Kohen, he's allowed to eat Truma. So sometimes it was hard to distinguish between a Kohen and between a Nevet Kohen. So because of this inyan, they were able to marry into the family of Kohanim. Says Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel, V'chol Kohen sheyesh by Azuz Ponim. If you ever meet a Kohen, and this Kohen has Azuz Ponim, self-explanatory, Eino Yalo Mehem. You should know this is where he stamps from. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, Kulu Yosfim Beshurin Dahardo. You should know all these chaver, they're all in my Bismedrish. They're all in the Shurin Dahardo. But the bottom line is, if you find a coin that's an Azus Metzach, he's a Mechitzit, you want to know where he comes from. His Yichus is from the Avadim of Fashchor Ben Imer. Zok Tigamar, Upliga the Rebbe Loz. This whole memra is not like something Rebbe Loz. Omer Rebbe Loz said, Emro Isa Koyin Azus Metzach. If you find a coin that has Azus Metzach, Al Tahar Acherov, don't think that he's possible. Shenemar, he's a Kohen, might even be a Kohen in Yuchis. The Pasuk says, V'amcha kemerive Kohen, and this is natural for Kohanim. For Kohanim to be merivim, for them to fight, this is the way it is. That's his two Gemaras that quotes this Pasuk in Hosea, which is really a Pasuk, of V'amcha kemerive Kohen, obviously is a tushtel to this Gemara right here in Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Amud Beis, that there was a Asra, the Kohani, Havavavi, Kapti, too. Okay, they were kapti tuva. It sounds like all the kayanim are kaptonim, but they were kapti tuva, right? This is with the heya yediyah. These chevra were a little bit unique. So just to end with a ha'or and a flaw, kedarke v'kodesh that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from a goyin, Rabbi David Yoel Weishlita. This is in Parsha Shoiftim. He says as follows. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and it really comes from a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. So the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid discusses the kayanim when they did the avodah. They used to also daven. They said brachos. What exactly they used to say. And the Mishnah over there says that on Shabbos, they were moisif and bracha achas. They would add one bracha, l'mishmer hayoytze. So we know that kohanim weren't just allowed to do the avoida indiscriminately whenever they decide to do the avoida, but there were mishmaris. There was a changing of the guard. And the changing of the guard happened on Shabbos. So every Shabbos, there was a mishmer hayoytze, and there was a mishmer hanichnas. Right? That was always on Shabbos. So on Shabbos when the Kehanim were doing the Avodah. So the Kehanim that were there would add one bracha. What was that bracha? Amar Rav Chelboy. Rav Chelboy said, Mishmar Hayoytze Oymer LeMishmar HaNichnas. The Mishmar Hayoytze, this is the Mishmar that's exiting, would turn to the Mishmar that's entering. And they would tell them, Misha Shikin Eshmoy Bebayis Hazeh. Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ahava Va'achva V'sholim V'reyos. He said, Misha Shikin Shmoy Bebayis Hazeh. He should make sure you're going to have Ahava, you're going to have Achva, you're going to have Sholim V'reyos. So Rabbi David Yoel Shlita said, why was this the bracha? The Kehanim are coming in. And he says, I give you a bracha. You know what the bracha is? You should have Ahava Va'achva V'sholim V'reyos. He said, the reason is because the Kehanim were the Amcha Kemerive Koyen. And you see this Indian of Asrit the Kehanim, the Avikapta Tuva. So there was always this risk that maybe they're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to be quarrelsome Kehanim. They're going to start fighting. So to prevent that, as Askula, they would give him a bracha. The bracha was, Misha Shikin Eshmoy Bebayis Hazer. That was the bracha you had to give the Kehanim that were nichnasin v'divrei pi chacham chen.